John Scorse will take a look at Goulburn Cup Day first of all. John, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone. A terrific day today. Weather's a bit of a key factor here, Simon. We've had rain forecast for the whole weekend, and none of it's yet to arrive, so we're starting on a good track, but may well rain through the day. We have to keep our eyes on that. But look, showcase money, the Goulburn Cup, $200,000. It's a terrific field. And, of course, you've got the Guy Walden, some real good support races. So Goulburn's usually kind to us, Simon. I hope that's the case today.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's take a look at the first. So we've got the rail out 3 metres, track a good four, and race one due at 5 to 1. It's the Hibernian Hotel Country Maiden over 1,200 metres. And scratchings here are 2 Guns Are and 7 Beans. And with the tab fixed studs on the first, John, number 4 Southern Appeal is $2.25. Then you've got 3 Legwork and 10 Earp, who are both at $5. And 12 Some Deal at $6.50. And the rest are in double figures, but the $2.25 favourite race one, Southern Appeal.
Yeah, $40,000 maiden. There's a bit of quality here, Simon. Look, I've made it 4, 9, 8 and 3. I've got to go with this Southern Appeal. Look, I liked its trial, and then he took it to Sydney first up, Danny. So it drew the inside in a pretty handy race. And look, its effort was quite okay there. I think the extra 100. And look, it's drawn outside them, but down to a field of 10 now. I think it's probably a good thing for him. So he's on top for me. Look, 9, this has always had a bit of ability, smart promise. Sometimes misbehaves a little bit at the gates, but now with Ronnie West and John Nisbet, I thought she was okay first run for the new yard. So she'll certainly run well if she behaves herself. 8 goes in here for sure. Brunella, some good form around this last preparation. A couple of nice placings there. Better for one run this time in. I think it'll run well here. And 3, Danny's other runner, Legwork, looked quite good when it won a trial. So, look, made it 4, 9, 8 and 3. Keen to watch them in the yard too, Simon.
Right, so 4, 9, 8 and 3 there, race 1. The second is the Rumours and Runways, class 1. It's over 1,400 metres. The scratching here is 1, St Ambrose. And with this market, 3-hour fun is the favourite at 290. 6, Natanya, 390. 8, Ashton Blair, 440. 5, Refire, 650. 4, the Bluesmobile, 850. And 2, Is He Good Looking or Is He Looking Good at $9.50. So a $2.90 favourite race 2, John, number 3, Our Fun.
Yeah, I thought she was the best bet of the day, Simon. Gets the blinkers on today. It's a key gear change for her, but she was good last preparation. Won on debut of 1,400 first up last time in. And a run at Goulburn, Galahad's Quest, just got her down there. And he won 4 on the bounce at that stage. So gate 1 with the blinkers on, I think she's too good for these here, and I'll make her a good thing. Natanya's an interesting runner, a mare by Piero Anthony Cummings, a maiden mare, but some good solid form around her a couple of times, ran into Is That So last time at the mile. So comes back to the 1,400 metres, probably going to suit it. I thought it would run well. Look, outside of those as well, 4. Has got to be in there somewhere. The Bluesmobile for Johnny Bateman. He showed some good potential. I liked him when he won his maiden at Nowra. And his run first up at Wagga was okay from a long way back. So he's open to improvement. And 8, I threw in as the best of the rest, Ashton Blair. Gee, this was some win. It got back and looped them a long way from home. It was still very strong on the line. So it'll run well also. But I just thought Our Fun might have a little bit on these. And with the blinkers on, I think she's the best bet of the day. 3, 6, 4, and 8, Simon.
So 3, 6, 4, 8 there in the second. Race 3 is the BC Training Showcase Maiden over 1,600. Scratchings here are 5 Tri-Nations, 7 Stiller and 11 Trieste. And the market has got number 2 Stockman odds on now. $1.75, so into the red. 4, She's So Savvy is $3.90. 1, Highbury, $6.50. Double figures the rest, the best of those. 9, Duchess of Windsor at $12. So $1.75, John, for Stockman. Is that the way you're leaning?
Look, I didn't even make it a good thing, Simon, because it was a little bit short. But, geez, you had to like its run at Wyong. It was pretty handy here on debut. It got back and... Wyong, I just don't think that it really suited it, but I like the turn of foot it showed in the straight. So it gets out to the mile, looks like it's screaming for this son of Tavistock, and he looks the winner here by a distance. She's so savvy. I thought it was been okay a couple of times. Went round on a heavy last time, but a So You Think mare gets out to the mile. Johnny Sargent with these staying mares. Always got to give them an extra tick. Highbury was okay too back at Wyong, and then look, its next run there was solid enough beyond Premier Rose. I'd give it a some chance here, and Six Charm Maker thought was better than Sean Dubois. You always got to respect his horses, but it does look the winner, Stockman, 2-4-1-6.
So 2-4-1-6 there in the third race. Over to the fourth. This is the David Alt Electrical. It's a Class 2 showcase over 1,600. Scratching Zafire Burnson, 6 Mohican and 11 Sheer Madness. And with the market here, John, 3 Don and Kim is the favourite at $2.90. 2 Akoyas at $5. 1 Hempstead and 8 Trestor both 7. 9 Bridges to Babylon, $7.50. And 10 Savvy Valentino at $8.50. And one I might have missed there, Holy Impress, it's single figures too at $7. So pretty open affair here, but Don and Kim the favourite at $2.90.
I was pretty excited when you didn't read out Holy Empress. I thought, what price is this? I've got it on top, Simon. In a very, very even race this class too. But 4-3-2-1. She won her maiden here, Holy Empress, going back away. But I've kept my eye on a six. I don't think Hawksby, the small field, suited to that well. But I like her at the mile, third up. Get to the right run, and I thought at $7, she's a good chance against these horses. Look, Don and Kim's improving. He's took this around the country. Gerald Ryan to Bathurst won its maiden, and then it won a 58 as well. Won easily last time. It's probably going to get out and make the speed from the outside there. Expect it's going to be hard to run down as well. Tua Coy's been racing well for Robin Luke Price. Gets out to the mile for the first time here, but the Kembla form around it is very solid. And outside those, the top weight Hempstead from the old mate Gary Neal. Not too bad last time. Its last couple have been in long distance races. Don't mind it back to the mile today. But look, a very even race, Simon. 4-3-2-1.
4-3-2-1, so $7, a good price there for Holy Impress in race number 4. First leg of the quaddie is race 5, the Graham Spackman Country Magic Benchmark, 66 over 1,600. Scratching is 11 Defy, so just the one scratching. And the market has got 3 Moss the Boss, $3.30. 6 Vertex, $3.80. 4 V8, 8 Isadora Twinkle at $7. And number 1, My Blue Jeans, alongside 5 High Street, both 10. Moss the Boss, currently favourite at 3.30.
I think he might get it today, Moss the Boss, Simon. He's been pretty good his last couple of runs, especially his last one was off 3 weeks, and I thought he's finished up in the worst part of the track there late in the piece. But look, he gets up on the speed, and he always seems to work, and that's how he likes it. Look, he gets out to the mile for the first time, and I think he could probably lead these. Jason Collett rode him in that highway over the 1,500, so he knows him, and I think he can rate him nicely enough to lead all the way here. I'm with Moss the Boss on top. She's been consistent, Vertex. Got a mile back last time, and she always does, but she's raced well quite a few times at Goulburn, so I thought she's probably going to give them a little bit of start, but Rachel King, you're not going to lose much there. It's going to run well for sure. 8. Isadora Twinkle for the twin girls, Emma and Lucy Longmire, was good here last time at the mile. Overall form is very good. She'll get back and run on as she always does. And a 4 V8 hasn't been beaten far its last couple. Probably a little bit of a query at the mile. But look, I think he'll get it his own way today, Moss the Boss. 3, 6, 8, and 4.
So 3, 6, 8, and 4 there in race 5. Race 6 is the Spendthrift Guy Walter. It's a fillies and mares class 3 over 1,300. The one scratching is 7 Art of Dance. 3 Sister Sledge is 360. 1 Super Cyclone, 390. 2 Nick and Nita, 650. 8 Romolette, $7. 4 Old Sassitude, $7. And 5 Elegant Helen at $8.50. So Sister Sledge, favourite for the Guy Walter at 360.
Yeah, look, I found this very difficult, and I went round Sister Sledge, Simon. Look, I'm going to try and get Johnny Bateman home here and Jamie Walter and the Guy Walter. I know they'd love to win it with Nick Anita. So I went 2-1, 4-8. And look, to be fair to her, every time she's gone to 10 on those highways, she just gets a mile back in her races. A form on her home track is good. I'm certain they've had their eyes on this. She hasn't raced since the 14th of September. So a mini freshen up there, if you like. A good gate. Hopefully she gets the right run. She can knock it over. Really like this mare, Super Cyclone of Bjorn Baker's. had my eyes on her a couple of times as I saw her at Canberra Cup Day back in March. Won two in a row after that. Was pretty good first up behind Blazing Miss. So I think it can run well for sure. For All Sassitude, well, you've got to find a spot for it somewhere. Simon's won three from three at the track, and John Thompson brings it here with a bit of intent, I believe. At a recent trial after the Randwick run, I think if she finds her best, and she seems to at Goulburn, she's right in this. And eight, Romilette, Joe Pride, down in the weights, Robbie Dolan in the saddle was pretty handy at Wyong. So, look, a good bunch of horses, a good bunch of mares. I haven't even got the favourite in the tips. 2148, Simon.
2148 there, which brings us to the Cup, which is race seven on the card at 4:30. The Sun Solutions Goulburn Cup over 1,400. Scratchings John are 8, Listoon Varna 9, Thy Kingdom Come and 11, Our Shanaki. And the market's got 4, Handle the Truth, the Kosciuszko winner, $3. 5, Noble Boy, $3.10. 7, Quackerjack, $3.40. Double figures the rest. The best of those is 2, Goodfella at $10. And 6, Don't Give a Damn at $10 as well. So Handle the Truth, the narrow favourite at $3. Just ahead of Noble Boy.
Look, Simon, for a field of 8, I think probably Spun Largo on his best form, you couldn't really rule him out. You can make a case for every one of these. $200,000 race, and it's an absolute beauty. Got to stay with the big fellow, Handle the Truth here. 4, 5, 1, and 10 for me. Look, he's terrific in the Kosciuszko. He's only had one previous try at 1,400, but I just think he's going better this time in. Third up from a spell, he presents beautifully here. Gate 1, and there's enough speed for him to get the right run again, and he's just got that good turn of foot. So I'm going to go with him. Look, obviously, Toddy Blouse and the boys, I'll be hoping that rain eventuates. It hasn't lobbed just yet, but he was... Look, we keep saying how he likes giving the ground. I know he does, but his form on top of the ground's not too shabby. He was terrific in that Kosciuszko from back in the field. He's going to run well, as he always does. Look, Surplus has got a bit of class here. I know he was well beaten first up, but gee, anywhere near his top, he gets out, he rolls along. Got to concede him a chance. And I threw Who's Knocking in. Just a consistent little girl. I know she's up in class, but she was placed in the national sprint last time at last preparation over 1,400. She got a good gait and a lightweight, so I threw her in, but the four I haven't got in, you could all give them a chance as well, Simon. It's a terrific field, even for field of 8. I went 4, 5, 1, and 10, mate.
So 4, 5, 1, 10 there in the Cup, and we'll take a look at the last race. Number 8 is the Jewel Builders Benchmark 66 over 1,200. Scratchings are 6, Pride of Darcy, and 12, V8. And 11, Bring the Ransom is your $3 favourite here. Ahead of 3, Wanda, $6. 4, Napoli, $6.50. 5, Golly, I'm Lucky, 9, 2 equal balance at $9.50. So Bring the Ransom, favourite in the last, John, at $3.
Hopefully we got a bit of theirs by this, Simon. It's a pretty hard race. Look, I made it 5.11, 7 and 4. Got a bit of time for this fella, Golly, I'm Lucky. I'll go around the Randwick run at the 1,400 metres. He showed some good turn of foot a few times. Well, last time, the day he won it, now it was 61.5. I know it was a 58, but he looked very, very good that day. So I'm tipping the middle gate will suit his pattern and hopefully enough speed at $9. He's as good a chance as the majority of these. Looks very progressive, Bring the Ransom, though. Only a three-year-old filly. The Wong run first up was good, and she looked good when she won last preparation also. So Bjorn Baker's got a leading hand today, and he's kept this in even from the wide draw. It comes into 12 of 12, but it's just a progressive horse. Seven, I threw this in, the seven here, Your Witness. Was pretty good first up at Nowra in that Molly Mook Cup. It'll get back, but it's races well here at Goulburn. And I thought best of the rest was the four there, Simon. Napoli, he's a bit of a trickster, but on his best day, he's certainly got a chance. Very open race, 5.11, 7.4.
So 5.11, 7.4 in the last, and recapping your best.
Simon, look, I thought with the blinkers on today, this is a done deal, mare, Our Fun. Race 2, number 3 for Richard and Michael Freeman. They're having a great run, aren't they? Jason Collard in the saddle from gate 1 will make it the good thing, but gee, every mouldy you have, you should put Stockman in as well, Simon. So we're going to go race 2, number 3, and don't forget race 3, number 2.
Absolutely. We'll throw Stockman in for sure. Thanks very much, John. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.